Where you live may say a lot about the way you talk, and I'm not just talking about accents. A new analysis from the firm Marchex broke down speech patterns throughout the country, things like speed, density, and impatience, and found, among other things, that Oregon is the state with the fastest talkers. Who knew? Number 2 and 3 are Minnesota and Massachusetts. For a look at the findings and what they say about the state where you live, we're joined by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York, which is number 30. 8, surprisingly low on the list of fastest talkers. Derek, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And as we said, we have Oregon and Minnesota at the top of the list. What else did this analysis say?
Well, the slowest speaking states, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, these states are all in the South. And 10 of the 15 states where people talk the slowest are indeed south of the Mason-Dixon line. So there seems to be at least an explanation for where the slowest speaking states are. But as you pointed out, the fastest speaking states were sort of all over the map. 1, 2, 3 is Oregon, Minnesota, Massachusetts. So Northwest, Midwest, Northeast. What is notable is that most of the fast-speaking states are in the North, at least Kansas and North. The one exception, the one state that seems to speak quickly that isn't north of Kansas is Florida, which is an exception that I don't think tests the rule really, since Florida has so many older northern transplants.
Well, we had to test this theory out. So we called up two people, one from Mississippi, the slowest state, one from Oregon, the fastest in terms of talking. And we asked them both the simple question that we ask all of our guests for their mic check on Here and Now. How was your trip into the studio today? Now, listen to this. Here is Jay White, who's a native of Jackson and host of Mississippi Public Radio's Season Pass.
Today, got off kind of rotten because slept late, overslept. Stayed up too late because of the Super Bowl, and didn't have the clothes that I needed to be clean. So I'm basically wearing a T-shirt, and it's like 50 outside. It's really, I'm cold, even in Mississippi.
Okay, so that's Mississippi. And here is Allison Frost, who's been in Oregon for about 20 years. She's senior producer of Oregon Public Broadcasting's Think Out Loud.
I had to drive the extra car today because my husband got into a fender bender yesterday. And so our good car, which is, you know, whether or not it's good, but it's the decent car. Now I had to drive the work truck, which means I can't really see and I can't maneuver as well in and out of traffic. I can't change lanes. And so it adds about 5 minutes to my commute. So, you know, it was okay, but it was a little slower than I'd like.
I think that perfectly illustrated that.
Perfect casting.
Well, and why does it matter whether you speak fast or slow?
Well, we don't really know. There have been a lot of studies trying to link talking speed with mental health, with intelligence, even with gender. I wish I could tell you that scientists had reached a fascinating consensus about how fast talkers are smarter or dumber, but the honest truth is we really don't know. I went to Language Log, a great linguistics blog hosted by the University of Pennsylvania. It talked about how some researchers have claimed that women talk twice as fast as men, but that doesn't seem to have much empirical weight behind it. Another found that men talk slightly faster than women, but it was a very small difference. This is still a great mystery. It is very clear that some states talk significantly faster and that people in cities even might talk even faster than the fastest talking states. But we don't really know what's causing this. One tiny theory is that it might have something to do with pace of life. That pace of life when pace of life is slow, that talking and walking is a little bit slower. And then when pace of life is quicker, people feel like the economic value of their time is higher and they become rushers, both in their ambulance and in their communication.
Well, I want to bring Robin into this because she and I both talk for a living. And by the way, we have this program that we use to do the show that actually times out how long it will take to say certain things. And Robin and I are both – we both are about the same pace, even though she's from New York. I'm from Illinois.
I think we're
actually a little bit faster than the average person when you look at how quickly we read things compared to when people fill in for us on the show.
Jeremy, you are being so kind. A critic years ago once said that my speech sounded like little puppies piling over each other in a pile. But I'm from New York. And, you know, I was looking at this list. They not only talked about who spoke faster, but who was the most impatient? And Kentucky was number one for the most impatient. And I guess the way they use this is, you know, for customer relations, who can hang on hold the longest, let's say. And I found that interesting. Kentucky, the most impatient. The least impatient, Minnesota. And that doesn't surprise me at all.
Derek, your thoughts?
The geographical clustering was really interesting. It was very interesting to me that the Deep South not only had a lot of patients, but also had the slowest talkers. One really interesting thing about what Robin said, I suffer from this too. There's something that linguists call cluttering of sentences, where you have so many thoughts that the thoughts start hopping on top of each other like, I don't know, adorable
puppies
in a Super Bowl commercial. And you say, and you have to get all your thoughts out really quickly. But once again, they don't know where cluttering comes from. And it doesn't appear, blessedly, to be a mental disorder.
It comes from New York.
Well, we will put the list of the fastest and slowest states at our website, hereandnow.org. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.